have a question about the lab.
What's up?
In lab 13, chapter 13, there is one lab that says troubleshooting your notebook, and it's like the professor will give you the problem.
You don't do it. We'll deal with it in class later if you're... No, don't do it. We will deal with it in class. If you're available in that class, we will then just actually do it.
And was it in the accessible document or not?
It's not it. Yes, it was. I said that we weren't that lab. Those labs. There's a bunch of labs in that actual bit, and you can't do them because the professor is going to give you a problem. If it says that the professor has done something to a computer for you, or teacher has done something to your computer for you, and I am not standing there to break your computer for you, assume that you are not going to be doing that until class. We'll just have like a 15-minute activity period and do it.
Sorry, I just had to give my roommate some good news, and so we're all happy.
That's okay. I've got some...
I think one of the...
She's going to find the Chapter 9 quiz, and we're going to do that, so you can use that time to...
To get your...
Prepare as well.
Yeah.
I think one of the labs in Chapter 9 had... was it 9... I think 9.5.2...
5.2, yeah, I was going to...
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here we
okay,
go.
Cool.
Chapter 9 quiz. Here we go. Number 1. Well, I have to get back to number 1. Number 1. What characterizes a DDoS attack? A. Many hosts participate in a coordinated attack. B. It takes only a short time to set up. C. Home computers with internet connections are not susceptible. D. It is easy to determine the intent of a packet. Answer now.
And everybody has said A, which is absolutely right.
Oh, it is giving me that. I told it not to, but hey, okay, I think we'll be all right anyway. Number 2, which two threats are physical threats? So we're going to choose 2. Laptops, A, laptops are stored in an unlocked cabinet. Is that yes or no?
They're saying yes?
Absolutely, yes. It looks like I'm okay. How about B? Antivirus software has outdated virus definitions. Is that physical? That is correct. No. C. All users use one generic username and password to connect to the network. Yes or no? That's correct. That's kind of a security fail, but it's not a physical threat. How about the network server and network equipment are kept in the corner of the office for easy access? Apparently that's how the CAVI training room is, but yeah.
Yeah, no, that's
not right.
Anymore.
No,
we
used to.
The server's actually locked away.
You guys used to, they used to joke about it in past
lectures. Oh yeah,
it
totally was for a while.
All right. And we already have our 2, so the last choice is irrelevant. 3. Which type of security threat installs to the computer without the user's knowledge and then monitors all computer activity? A. Adware. B. Grayware. C. Malware. D. Spyware. Choose now. Yes, D. Spyware is correct. It's interesting to hear the as it says which ones it thinks are words it thinks are misspelled. Okay. Number 4. Which type of security threat uses email that appears to be from a legitimate sender and asks the recipient to visit a website to enter confidential information? Is it A, badware, B, phishing, C, stealth virus, D, worm? Answer now. Yes, B, phishing is correct. Good job. Number 5. A technician is attempting to secure a wireless network. Which two options should be performed to secure access to the network? So we're going to choose two. A. Change the default administrator password for all access points.
This is a yes, no.
Yep. Yep, that's correct. We should be doing that. B. Install a security appliance to stop all wireless traffic. Yes or no? That's correct. That seems rather counterproductive. C. Enable the broadcasting of the SSID for only one access point. Yes or no? The answer there is no. Okay. Use MAC filtering. Is that yes or no? That's correct. Use MAC filtering is what you do. It's a pain, but it is really secure because you have to allow the exact computers you want. And E, use the default SSID values for the access points. We already have our two, but I shared that with you just because it's dumb. yeah, that's right. Number six, a technician has configured a wireless network with WEP encryption. Several users who are able to use the wireless network are now unable to connect to the access point. What is the probable cause for the connection problem? A. WEP is a strong encryption technique that requires the successful handshake to establish connectivity. B. The access point cannot broadcast SSIDs when WEP is enabled. C. The users have not configured their computers for WEP encryption. D. The access point uses 64-bit encryption, which is obsolete with newer wireless NICs. Answer now. Absolutely. The users have not correctly configured their computers for WEP, so it's not going to work.
Some actually approve of the certain protocol as well. You have to have no choice if you have to have that device on your network. If it doesn't support a high
standard. Yes, if we used to have the old crusty Braille notes, yeah, you could only use WEP. Fun times.
Yeah, I still have to do that.
Yeah, I think these have been fixing. Okie dokie, number seven. Which protocol was designed to provide security for WAP devices, WAP devices, and efficiently uses bandwidth? Is it A, SEC-TLS, B, TCP-SEC, C, TTL, D, WTCP, or E, WTLS? Answer now. EWTLS is correct.
Which, can anyone remember what that stands for?
Wireless Transport Layer Security.
No, I actually...
WTLS, Wireless Transport Layer Security. Otherwise, define colon like WTLS in Google.
Yeah, that would do it. 8. What action should a computer technician perform when taking an internal hard drive that contains non-sensitive What action should a computer technician perform when taking an internal hard drive from that contains non-sensitive information from one computer and reusing the hard drive in another computer in the same organization? A. Erase the data from the drive. B. Destroy the drive and buy a new drive. C. Reformat and reload an operating system on the drive. D. Backup the data and verify that the operating system has all patches installed. Choose now. The answer they're looking for is C, because... And I apologize for reading the question so badly, but you have a hard drive that's in the same organization, and you've got It's not sensitive information. So they're saying in this situation, you're going to reformat it and reload an operating system onto it. Any questions on that one? Yeah, not a great question, and I failed.
I didn't
think
that reloading would. I figured that just erasing the data would fix the issue, but I guess formatting.
Yeah, but so did I. You're just gonna leave a user with an empty drive? That's not a very good thing to do.
Oh no, I figured erasing the data and leaving the operating system intact would be fine, but.
Yeah, but you can't do that. Not the way. Oh, you. Well, I guess
it's more
you
of a pain, though. Surely, I mean. Thinking. If you just wipe the drive and redo it, then you know everything's gone, and you can't like accidentally miss something in the back of
The problem with wiping a drive is if you just delete all the files, it only deletes the pointers to the files. All the data's still there, so you go through with a sector editor and start reading their email. Fun in a box.
Mm-hmm. Too many people don't realize that.
Yep. Number 9. Why should a security policy contain data classifications? That was its own question. Why should a security policy contain data classifications? A, to support the highest levels of encryption. B, to protect individuals and the company from lawsuits. C, to avoid security audits. D, to ensure employees can perform their job and protect sensitive data. Choose now.
No more.
Absolutely, D is correct.
Try to avoid Saint. What was his name? Bradley Man.
Huh?
The WikiLeaks guy.
Oh yeah.
I'm thinking the Catholic Julius should make him patron saint of knowledge anyway.
No, that was Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks guy.
No, he's a WikiLeaks guy, but Manning was the one that actually had the nerve to leak it all. He was the soldier that actually got on the computer, grabbed all the stuff under the cover of what was that band? So it was some band that was it Lady Gaga, I think, and burn it to a CD and then give it to WikiLeaks.
What the hell? Fair enough. All right.
Okay, Marshall's having controller problems, so I'll help. He asked me to help him with that tomorrow. He isn't hearing
anything. No problem.
So, sorry about that. If you're still here,
looks
well,
like some people are having connectivity
issues
because it's not the only one. It might be a problem with connectivity to the data center. There may actually be nothing wrong with the VT.
That's what I thought mine was at first, until I actually took my headphones off and went, "Wait a second, it's coming out of the speaker." Because it was all quiet and muffled, and I thought, why is my whole... Where is it coming from? Yeah, well, I thought that it was because I had plugged in my earbuds before, and I thought that it had messed with the sensitivity of Ventrilo somehow. So I'm looking at the apps and stuff, and then I happened to pull my headphones off. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, that's why.
I have done that before. That's okay. All right.
You were hearing the goodness of the netbook mic.
Oh, I'm sorry, it wasn't keying me off and I didn't even notice. I apologize. Hopefully I fixed that.
Are we done, or...?
No, there's still some more here. Sorry.
Okay, cool. No problem.
Sorry, just still playing with the sensitivity. Let's see if this works. Number 10. Which type of security is a specialized chip that is installed on the computer motherboard for hardware and software authentication? A. Device Identity Module, DIM. B. Data Verification Module, DVM. C. Password Security Module, PSM. D. Trusted Platform Module, TPM. Choose now. That's correct. Trusted Platform Module, TPM.
Yay, guys!
Yay, that's a tough one. Number 11. Which type of traffic is Microsoft Windows Firewall normally configured to block? I can't believe
everybody's
I just
seen
that.
That funny Windows. Everybody's seen that funny
Windows.
File, haven't they? Where it's Microsoft Windows.
Windows and
is it the Irish
Cypher
Windows
and
or whatever it is?
That. There was a redneck Windows a long time ago.
I run Microsoft Windows in my pickup.
Which type of traffic is Windows firewall normally configured to block? A. All incoming traffic. B. Selected incoming and outgoing TCP/IP traffic. C. Incoming TCP/IP traffic only. D. Outgoing traffic except SPX server traffic. Or E. Outgoing TCP/IP traffic only. Choose now. B is correct. We're talking about selected incoming and outgoing TCP/IP traffic. Not everything, just some things. And you get to decide. Number 12. Which method of authentication uses physical characteristics of the user? A. Card keys. B. Password keys. C. Alarm triggers. D. Biometrics. Answer now. Biometrics is correct. 13. Which is the definition of WPA? A. Wi-Fi protected access. B. Wired privacy application. C. Wireless protocol for access. D. Wireless protection authentication. Choose now. It is A. Wi-Fi protected access. 14. Which two solutions will prevent users with external flash drives from infecting computers on the network with viruses? Choose two. A. Upgrade the network security to WPA. B. Prohibit the use of removable media on network computers.
This is yes, no, Sean. C, let's choose
hang
two.
On, this is yet... Oh, it is? I'm so sorry. It's,
you said
let
choose
me,
two.
Let me just... I know, but I didn't think... I just went down there and didn't think about what I was doing. Let's try that again. Upgrade the network security to WPA is no. You guys were right. B. Prohibit the use of removable media on network computers. What that one? That's correct. C. Configure the software firewall policy to prevent the use of removable flash media. Yes or no? Yep, that's a no, because that's not something that the firewall can do. I have no idea what they mean by that, and I think they put that in to throw you. How about D? Set virus protection software to scan removable media when data is accessed. Yeah, that makes a, yes, that's correct. That makes a lot more sense, doesn't it? And that is the end of your quiz. Sorry I messed up a few times, but there you have it.
All right.
They could, however, make computers not accept removable media, and that's what they did in our company. Is they actually disabled the USB ports, probably in Device Manager, until
BIOS. Yes, they probably killed them actually in the BIOS.
Yeah, probably.
Because in Device Manager, you could just turn back on.
Grill displays.
Fair enough. All right. So we have one activity to do today. Let me quickly take attendance and see who is here. Fair enough. All right, here we go. All right, this is going to be another gathering data from the customer and document the customer's information in the work order below. That totally doesn't matter since we'd never be actually filling out a worksheet like this very easily, and most people just do this on paper. Not probably what you guys will be able to do.
No, some of the help desk software does actually let you do it in forms. And it's like a web form or whatever that you fill in.
Yeah, but you're not going to do it.
Web forms would have been fun.
Yeah, yeah, web form would probably be easier.
We had a thin client.
Oh, special. All right. Company, name, oh my goodness, Organization of Associated Charter Federations, Inc. Name is Henry Jones. We've got an address that is not relevant here, and a phone number. Category, security. Problem description. I am not able to log in. I was able to log in yesterday and all of the days previously. I tried to log in with a different computer, but was unsuccessful there also. I received an email last week about changing my password, but I have not changed my password yet. Note, once we've given this information to them, answer any follow-up questions the technician may have. Computer configuration is Windows XP Pro. I do not know when it was last updated. There is some kind of antivirus program that used to run when I started the computer, but I haven't seen it recently. That's all the information you have. Do you have any questions for Mr. Henry Jones?
Should I answer?
Anyone can answer. Any questions?
I would be asking about his security, the security policy of his, of the company, and what the password policy is.
Password policy? I don't
know. As in, how often to change the how often the password is to be changed, or does it have a set time?
They showed me this policy, this big book, about 3 years ago, and I think I read it then, and I kind of signed off on it, and haven't looked at it since. I think that might have been the computer password policy, but I don't know.
Yeah, you might want to check and see if the password has a set expiry date, because if there was an email sent about retrieving the password last week, then that would probably be the problem.
Oh, I guess I better call my help desk then. I must have gotten myself locked out. Thank you very much.
Problem two, you might want to think about either putting new antivirus software on or... existing antivirus.
Now that's ancillary.
Now that was there to throw you off. The question has nothing to do with the virus software. It's probably there, but while he's calling help desk, you might want to talk to them about it.
The reality is that they give you extra information because people are likely to ramble. We call them the storytellers, and you'll meet a storyteller later on. Her name is Daphne.
You will.
She likes to tell stories.
Yes, she does, and they're very interesting.
Lucy, you remember Daphne, don't you?
I certainly do.
Yeah, there's a few people that remember her.
Well, you'll get to come and laugh along with the person who is lucky enough to get to talk to her. It won't be you.
Yeah, we won't put you through that again. I think one Daphne experience is enough for anybody.
What, Pat?
Am I missing something here?
Oh, no, you're not. You'll find out next week. Go ahead, Pat.
Would it have been appropriate to ask what error messages or what kind of message was on the screen?
Absolutely. And I would have told you that it said my password is invalid.
And of course, I knew it because I've had very good experience with this. My company had I believe it was a 60 or 30 day policy of changing your password. Yeah, it was 30 because I knew because when I changed my password, I just added an extra number to it, and I knew how many. I knew that I worked there for about 23 months by the number of times I had to change my password.
Wow. I guess if you don't change it, it just goes to something generic.
No, it just doesn't work, and you get locked out, and you have to call IT. So, like, you'll get an email one day, and it'll say, your password is going to expire in 7 days. Well, if you're, you know, and that's, of course, you know, in this case, the guy got the email and didn't think about it. If I, you know, if you'd been, happened to be off for 8 days, and the email came, well, you, that you pretty much have to talk to IT because your password would have expired. That's the one thing that drives me up the wall about that set policies.
Yeah, but it's logical. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, even the Cisco website does that.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense. It's just very difficult to to work with on a regular basis.
It's only a problem if calling IT is a problem. I mean, obviously, often that calling IT is a problem, but if your IT people are nice, which, of course, all graduates from this course will be, then it won't be a problem.
I had to be working in IT the day after the password thing. You know, you could imagine them, right, let me see, we're going to go into work today, and we're going to get 35 calls about password lockout.
Well,
you know, but it's going to be different for each person.
Staggered. Yeah.
Yeah, it's staggered because it depends on when the person gets.
Oh, okay.
So you'll get one, you know, twice a day, maybe.
Okay, guys. We have Aiden presenting Module 10. This is his first teach back. He's doing a couple to get back into presenting. He has a broken braille display, so this should be interesting. But I'm sure he'll do quite well, and he's got a lot to share with you because he was actually in this position when he worked a few years back. So give your attention to Aiden, and here we are.
Do we have a new recording going?
Recording's been going for the last 42 minutes.
Okay, we're not splitting it, yeah, because that makes
sense.
Well,
I have a sound editor, and I can press buttons, and I can move very quickly, so that's easy.
Okay, I'm trying to put myself on AudioVox and it's not working.
Remember to uncheck the push-to-talk hotkey.
Yeah, that is something I like about TeamTalk. You can just click it off and on pretty easily.
Yeah, although the gate is difficult to set up and you get a lot of people who are constantly keyed, which is a pain on TeamTalk.
And
some people
true,
just insist upon doing it regardless because they can't
keyed,
be bothered.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. It's like, do we honestly want to hear everything you have to say?
I am on TeamTalk, and I should never have to worry about it.
It's usually people that don't have their own servers and don't care about other people's bandwidth, either.
Oh, no, okay, it's somebody who does have their own server that doesn't care about anybody else's bandwidth.
Go ahead.
I could be not screaming loud enough, but I unchecked the box, hit OK, and basically nothing happens.
Check
what's
your sensitivity.
That needs to be at probably
about 20 for you.
100 is nothing, and 0 is everything.
60 is the default, if you don't drop it down. Basically, the lower the sensitivity, the more likely it is to trigger. Test.
Oh, there we go. Perfect. Oh.
Although, ironically, if you go test louder than you talk, but just watch out for that.
Oh. Okay. Well, hopefully it'll actually stay on, and there won't be too much background noise.
Oh, set your silence time to about 3 seconds. That will help you as well.
Two and a half to three works for me.
Yeah, it depends on who you are.
And I'm not usually lecturing on this thing. A good thing, too.
You sound good, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem is there's so much static that the AutoVox is confused.
Oh, yeah.
What's this static for? Oh, okay.